Welcome to Shalom Lachshava on the Daf. She responds to Elohim Nishmas Rabbi Yaakov Shalom Aleihem Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sukkah Daf Memhei. This is the second shiur on this Daf. The Gemara in Amud Beis brings on the top of the page, Koloise Isur Lachag Ba'achil Vishtiyo. Anybody who ties up the Chag with eating and drinking, Ma'ala Levakoso Kilobot Mizbeach V'Hikrivel of Korban. It's as if he built a Mizbeach and he put it in a Korban. And Rashi, in his second explanation, speaks about the day after the Chag, and that's what's brought down in Halacha. The idea of Isru Chag is that there's a special inyan to eat and drink the day after a Chag ends, and that's considered to do to bring a korban. What's the idea behind this? So my Rebbe Moshe Shapira Zatzal used to explain as follows. We learned, and I mentioned in the Shir and Pesachim Daf Kuf Beis, that there's a difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos. Shabbos, we do psalmim after Shabbos. Why? Because the neshama yisir of Shabbos goes away. And therefore we smell the psalmim on ois that we're missing the neshama yisir. In Yantar, we don't do psalmim. Tosis and Pesachim discusses why. And the Ramban in Teres Odom explains, because the Kedusha of Yantar remains with us. The Kedusha of Yantar does not go away. It remains with us. We explain it then, as the Maharal says, that Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Habo. It belongs to a much higher world. It doesn't belong to this world. But Yom Tov is Me'ein Yemois HaMashiach. It's somebody Yemois HaMashiach. It does belong to this world. And therefore, we can pull from Yom Tov and continue the Neshama Yisayir, the greatness of Yom Tov, even during the year, even during the regular day-to-day life that we have. That's why we don't have a psalmim after Yom Tov, because Yom Tov continues. Yom Tov continues on. Rav Hutner used to say, don't say the Yom Tov passed, but that we gained the Yom Tov. Every Yom Tov gives us another dimension to our day-to-day life. Explains Rav Moshe, that's the pshat in our Gemara. Koloi se isur l'chag b'achil v'shtiyo. He ties up the chag to the day after the chag. What's the idea over here? Because the idea, the day after the chag is a weekday. It's not a Kedushas Yom Tov. A person who eats and drinks and celebrates the day after the Chag, meaning that he ties the Chag the day after, he continues the celebration of the Chag the day after the Chag. So he is continuing the Kedusha of Yom Tov to the weekday. Meaning he's elevating the weekday to have in it the Kedusha. So therefore, it's as if he built a Mizbeach and he brought a carbon. As the Bnei Yodah explains in the end of Mahmud Aleph over here, the whole idea of the korban is to take a physical element of this world and elevate it to a higher place. So what we're doing is, we're taking this whole world and elevating it to a higher place. That's the avodah. Someone who continues Yom Tov to the weekday, he's elevating this world. That's what's considered that he built a mizbeach and he brought a korban. He's continued the Kedushas Yom Tov to the regular year. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.